To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Hanna joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a West Side Angst by the Los Angeles band That Dog, in honor of angsty Los Angeles basketball team in Memphis today.
Do you listen to Christmas music, Chris?
Sure. It's not like a special genre or whatever for me. Like, this is, I think of music in terms of soul and country and jazz, not in terms of Christmas.
But most Christmas music is only on Christmas music albums or Christmas music CDs. So you have to choose to listen to Christmas music, don't you?
Yeah, when we were decorating the tree, we'll play some Christmas music or whatever. But I don't like spend the whole month listening to Christmas music.
I would not have expected that. I would not. I just wanted to. I was just walking in today, listening to Ron Olson introducing more Christmas music, and I just thought whether you listened to Christmas music. That was all. Do you have your tree up yet?
We do.
Good
we
job.
Do. We always put up our tree the weekend after Thanksgiving weekend.
That's very good work there. All right, Grizzlies tonight, Clippers. What's going on with the Clippers? Well, Chris Paul's not going to be there. What else?
Yeah, they may have won their last game. I haven't looked, but they've been struggling. Obviously, one of, if not the most underperforming teams in the whole league. They've gotten old real quick. Yeah, I think it's that Kawhi Leonard's played really well this season, when he's played. He's missed some games, but he's generally played well. Harden's played well, but everything around it sort of falling apart. They signed Brook Lopez. He doesn't even play. They signed Bradley Beal. He peaced out after about six games, and he's done for the season. The Chris Paul thing didn't work out. Derrick Jones is hurt. And so, everything around, Harden and Leonard is kind of falling apart for them.
It's funny. I've heard some people say, what did they expect? They sold a bunch of old guys and what? And I don't know. Like, it seemed they had.
This is the thing I was most wrong about in the whole NBA. As I thought the Clippers, I didn't believe in them as a playoff team, but I thought in the regular season with their depth and their defense and their coaching, they were going to rack up wins in the regular season. I mean, they won whatever it was last year when 49 or whatever it was with Leonard playing half the season. And I really liked the John Collins pickup for them to add a little bit of more athleticism. And Zubats, I thought, was one of the most underrated players in the league. And I thought Ty Lue's a good coach. And I thought that team would just roll up wins in the regular season and then probably lose in the first round of the playoffs. But I really believed in them as a regular season team. And that was totally wrong.
It's funny because so much of it feels like sometimes fandom is like, why can't we be more like the Thunder? Right. And yet you look around and there's so many teams that you think there, but for the grace of God, go us. Right. I don't know what their future is, but it doesn't feel like they have a lot of assets.
Well,
and by the way,
speaking of the Thunder have their draft pick.
I know. I was looking at a mock draft yesterday. And I was just seeing what two excellent players the Grizzlies could get. And lo and behold, there's the Thunder with two picks better than, they have someone else. Who else do they have? Philadelphia's. The Thunder, if they have Philadelphia's and they have the Clippers.
They have all kinds of picks.
Thunder.
They also have a Utah pick, but there's a certain protection on it that they may or may not get, depending on where it lands. But the Clippers one is the real one because that's unprotected. And there's nothing else to it. It's just they have the Clippers pick. And so there's a very real chance that the Oklahoma City Thunder win the championship and get the number one pick in the draft. Like that can easily happen.
We need Kawhi to be engaged. That team should not be as bad as it is, right? If Kawhi is playing that well.
No.
Yeah, makes no sense.
No, not at all. So yeah.
All right. I want to get to the film stuff, which we never talked about. And some of it, the Thursday things have already gone by. I apologize to the Throwback Thursday folks. But you did a mailbag.
Yep.
Among other things, people seem to want you to call for Zach Kleiman to be fired. Why haven't you called for Zach Kleiman to be fired? Okay, yeah.
That was a question I didn't use. I didn't respond to that person on – you can guess which social media platform that came from. But
right.
Blue Sky. But I did use another one that was similar to that. And at some point, I should probably write a bigger thing about like this front office track record over the years. The mailbag is not the place for that.
Right.
But the question that I use, and there's a lot of people – this is not a one-off. There are people who have made similar points, is that – this team has only won one playoff series in this era. When are you going to call out the front office for this failure? And like mistakes have been made, obviously, but the reasons that this era has come up short of what it was supposed to be, there's really two reasons. It's injuries and it's John Morant. And it's John Morant injuries, the Venn diagram overlap between the two. So the point I made in the response is that imagine whatever reasonable like alternative you want. Like, they work it out with Dylan Brooks and keep him instead of – because everyone loves Dylan Brooks now, instead of letting him go and trading for Marcus Smart, or you keep Desmond Bane, or you stick it out with Steven Adams until he gets healthy again. Whatever your reasonable thing was about you prefer this decision over the other one. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's you draft Troy Murphy instead of Zaire Williams. Whatever, take your pick. None of that is going to fundamentally change the end result of what's happened, because that stuff was because of the major multi-season injuries to Brandon Clark and Steven Adams, and then the multi-season injury plus suspension plus diminished play of John Morant. None of that stuff would have changed ultimately. I didn't even mention the fact that Morant missed games due to injury in three straight playoffs,
Right.
That's not front office stuff.
Yeah, you can certainly point to mistakes, and you have. I mean, you probably, yeah, as much as anyone, the summer when they pivoted from their – incredibly impactful bench to youth at the time, you thought that was you wrote and said that you didn't think that was a particularly good idea.
Right.
There's that one. The Zaire one, I don't know. Zaire versus that one, I don't. People miss on draft picks all the time. So you're really gonna criticize them for that? They misjudged on Marcus Smart.
Well,
there's no question.
Especially given their draft track record, which is extremely strong.
Right.
I mean, if you want to play that game, you can kill Sam Presti for missing on Alexei Pokashevsky or Usman Ging or whatever.
It's funny with me. It's funny. I also do wonder. Like, one playoff series win in 8 years is not great. Clearly,
no.
But I do wonder how many. Have 26 teams had more than one playoff series win over the last 8 years? I don't know where that places them, right? I don't know what most teams do. It's obviously not what they wanted or what, what we'd hope for. I guess I come down to this, is that if I were Robert Pera and deciding whether I wanted Zach Kleiman to run the operation or not, I think the most important thing in a market the size of the Grizzlies is to draft well. And he drafts well, and we're seeing it again, right? And we're literally seeing it again.
They've pulled instant quality starters out of the back end of the lottery 2 years in a row with Cedric Howard and Zach Edey. Like imagine. Here's an easy counterfactual, easier than all those other ones I just did.
Right.
If you go back and look at the mock drafts leading up to the 2024 draft, the most common mock draft selection by the Memphis Grizzlies was not Zach Edey; it was Cody Williams.
Oh. Right, yeah.
Like imagine they take Cody Williams and Zach Edey, and imagine, I like Thomas Orford, then he got hurt, but went in the same range. So imagine you picked, instead of Zach Edey and Cedric Howard, you come out of those drafts with Cody Williams and Thomas Sorber, and now you add the Morant stuff. Now how do you feel about the team,
Okay. People can read the full mailbag, but the question that you got, evidently you got a lot of variations about this, and I saw a bunch of this on social media as well during this road trip, was the lineup decision, the rotation decisions, particularly in the fourth quarter. What were the questions? Give us your analysis to what is happening with the Grizzlies in the fourth quarter.
Well, one thing that a lot of fans have noticed, and I've noticed this too, and I've been paying attention to that game by game during this stretch, is the way the rotation works. And it so happens they've been in close games in the fourth quarter, four games in a row, so it's more noticeable.
Right.
The way the rotation has worked is that there's always a period in the middle of the fourth quarter. Usually it's only like a minute and a half to 3 minutes. It's a small little thing, but, you know, it's still time where he plays a full bench unit or close to a full bench unit. You could really simplify this right now with Morant out to a Jaren Jackson, Zach Edey question, honestly. Like, when are they both in the game? When are they both on the bench? But we'll call it a full bench unit because that's mostly what it's been. So there's been a segment in the middle of the fourth quarter where the full bench is in for a couple minutes, and then the closing lineup comes back in for the last 4 to 6 minutes. And when the game is close and that bench lineup in the middle of the fourth quarter loses ground, people get real antsy about that. And so now your starters or your closing lineup, sometimes it's Cam Spencer, has to come back in, and you've lost momentum, or instead of a 3-point lead, you have a 4-point deficit or that kind of thing. And so that's happened in three of the four games. And they won two of those three. And the other one, the bench actually made up ground, and they won the game. In any event, they won three out of four games doing this, but it did, I think, make people feel uncomfortable. I mean, there's sort of a couple of things there. I mean, part of that is the illusion of the fourth quarter, which I talk about with foul trouble and stuff.
Right.
Like, if he does the same lineup, you know, at the end of the third or beginning of the second, beginning of the fourth instead of middle of the fourth, and, like, the results are the same, is that better? You know, I think you get this feeling that, like, the baskets start to mean more later in the game, which is not actually true. So there's a question of, should you play the bench together that much, period, whatever portion of the game it's in? Should your rotation be as much divided between starter units and bench units? And I get into detail on this. I sort of went down. It's sort of a long response on this question. But I think the real thing that's underneath all this is sort of being missed is that it's less a coaching philosophy, I want to play my full bench unit together, then it's him trying to work around some front court pairings, because the Jaren Jackson, Jock Landale pairing has not worked very well at all. And I think he's trying to avoid that right now.
I got you. People can read the full analysis over at the Daily Memphian. And some of the Josh stuff we've been talking about for the last couple of days, and so I'm not going to get into that. But the way that one reader phrased it was, and this particular, he says, is there a scenario where the Ja Morant situation does not get messy? And let's just answer that question. Can you imagine a scenario where it does not get messy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's a likely scenario, but yeah, the scenario is he comes back and plays really well. He plays at an all-star level consistently, and they get, and everything settles down, and he somehow stays on the court and plays. I'm not saying plays at, you know, the very peak all NBA level, but plays at an all-star level, and things settle down,
and they give him a new
success,
deal.
And
they give him a new deal.
Yeah, that's not going to happen in season, but right. Maybe that happens in the summer if, like, the season finishes well.
Yeah, it's not necessarily likely, but that is the scenario.
Right.
He comes back. He's engaged. He looks engaged, like in the team, in the enterprise. As you pointed out, we've talked about this. He plays well.
He looked good in that first 6 minutes against Cleveland when Edie was back and Howard was in the lineup, and then he pulled his calf muscle. You know,
yeah. There's probably more. There's more scenarios where it does get messy. There's no question. There's more scenarios where it gets messy, or they have to trade him, or whatever. Or they end up trading him, or he ends up wanting a contract that they don't want to give him, or whatever else. There's lots of scenarios where it gets messy, but there is a scenario where it does not get messy. All right.
There's so much outside mess and noise around Morant, and a lot of it has been sort of self-spurred, but I think there's a degree to which it hasn't. There's just so much stuff about you. We talked about that ESPN story yesterday.
Right.
There's just so much stuff. What he really needs to do is just burrow into the day-to-day work, if he can. just shut it out and burrow into the day to day and be as good as he can be in the context of the team as he can be.
The Memphis movies this week, Hamnet. Hamnet opens exclusively at Ridgeway Cinema Grill. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen Hamnet. I've also read the book, actually. Yeah, Hamnet's good. I don't love it, I wouldn't say, but I do like it. I would certainly recommend it. It is almost certain to be one of the 9 or 10 or whatever number it's going to be Best Picture nominees. Jesse Buckley will almost certainly be nominated for Best Actress, has a good chance to win that category. And I, you know, yes, I would recommend Hamnet, definitely. It's about, I mean, it's sort of an interesting thing in that the conceit of it is that it's about the personal life of William Shakespeare and his wife and their family. And the conceit is that a personal thing that happens within their life influenced the writing of Hamlet, the play, not directly, but there's a personal tragedy that informs that.
Doesn't the personal thing happen early enough that it's not a spoiler alert that we can tell them?
In the book, yes. In the movie,
but not in the movie? No.
Okay, actually,
no,
okay,
never mind. Never, go ahead. Yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And so whether or not like these two things are actually connected is a subject of disagreement, I think, among like literary scholars or whatever. The book like sort of has this conceit to it, but doesn't lean into it as much as the movie does. I think the movie sort of had to do this, make it in the book. It's almost like the fact that this character is William Shakespeare feels almost incidental for most of the book. It's just about birth and life and death and like, you know, the middle of not middle ages, but Renaissance area period England. And it's really good just on that basis. The movie has to lean into the conceit a little bit more, and maybe some people buy it, some people don't. I think it works whether you buy it or not, actually. I think it's good. I think people should see it.
Hamnet, good. Go see that. The Whole Bloody Affair, Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. What's happening there?
Yeah, I thought I was going to see that this weekend, but my son claims to not be interested. I don't know. His taste may be shifting. So that is a re-edit of the Kill Bill movies into one movie, which was Quentin Tarantino's original intent, and it was, you know, going to be 4.5 hours or whatever, and the studio broke it up. So it became Kill Bill Volume 1 and Kill Bill Volume 2. So this is the edit of those two things into one movie, which, again, is 4.5 hours long. But that was the way he originally wanted it, and now that is out in theaters. So, you know, if you can stand that long of a thing, that'd be a pretty cool thing to see in a theater.
Okay. And what is Eternity?
I don't think Eternity is very good, but it's a movie. It came out last week and now it's expanding. Apparently it did well enough. It's expanding wide. And it's sort of a purgatory rom-com. It's a woman dies and she has to choose which eternity she wants, the one with her first husband who died young or the one with the second husband she lived a full life with. And it's sort of that, sort of the conceit of it.
You instead recommended Defending Your Life, which was an Albert Brooks film, which I saw when it was released. I can't exactly remember it. Meryl Streep was in that? What was she in that?
Well, that's the romantic pairing.
So, I see.
Such as it is. Albert Brooks is the, as he always was, he was sort of a schmuck, a terrible dude.
Right.
And trying to justify his terribleness. Yeah. And then Meryl Streep was this sort of figure who like had this great life and did everything right. And there's this juxtaposition of them in the afterworld. He's trying to defend his life. She doesn't have much to defend. I love Albert Brooks, so I love that movie. But it's a better version of a similar thing.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his stuff. The rest of the mailbag, I only gave you a couple of highlights. Read the rest of it over at the Daily Memphian. We'll take a break, come back, and Jeffrey will tell you who to wager on this week. We'll do that next. Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. How much are you looking forward to this weekend of college football, Jeffrey? What do you think?
I mean, obviously, we have number one versus number two, but it does feel a little deflating because
this is where you'd like someone to be eliminated or something.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible.
There's still one and two after this.
Correct. Like, what if Alabama will have already played Georgia? If Alabama has beaten Georgia, like, there's the reality of these two teams are going to be one and two. I guess you could make the argument if Texas Tech is really impressive, maybe that they could make a play for it. But, I mean, there's a reality where both these teams, like, this game does not matter at all.
Yeah. I think that's right. Do you expect? Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Where do you want to start,
Jeff? Let us begin in New Orleans tonight, Jeff. Since the year 2000, home underdogs in conference championship games are not only 8-5 straight up; they are 10-3 against the spread. Additionally,
home underdogs in conference championships.
Correct.
Yeah.
Additionally, home underdogs of 3 points or fewer are 5-2 straight up and obviously against the spread in these conference championship games. I think the wrong team's favored. Give me Tulane. I'll take the 2.5 with the Green Wave.
Tulane
plus 2.5.
2.5.
Realistically, you should just probably take the money line, but go ahead.
Do you think they're both going to get murdered in the playoff? And do you worry that if we have a string of the group of five team getting murdered, there will be a consensus, let's stop doing this?
I think I'm more concerned about two group of five teams getting in.
Oh, well, there's that too. There's that problem.
That concerns me more.
Do you believe they'll get murdered?
Obviously, yes. It depends.
You can play Oregon, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, what if they end up playing Ole Miss? Because what if JMU gets in?
Oh.
And they're the 12. Then JMU will get murdered. Whoever plays Morgan's probably getting murdered, yes. But, I mean, Tulane and Ole Miss played earlier this year, and Ole Miss could have named their number.
Named the number. That's the problem with this. I mean, the access is great, except for the fact that, I mean, it's not that different from when Memphis went to the Cotton Bowl.
Sure.
Right, we're in the Cotton Bowl. We're going to get murdered. And they were credible.
They hung around. They fought. But those two teams are not the same.
The two teams are just not the same.
Yep.
All right. It is kind of galling to see Tulane and North Texas in this game. And you're like, come on, man. You couldn't do that. You're six. You couldn't be better than North Texas.
Yep.
Come on, man.
North Texas beat Navy at home. You can do that, I guess.
All right, Tulane plus 2.5 over North Texas. Next.
Jeff, let's go to the other game tonight at 7 o'clock. That is out in Boise, Idaho. We're going to attack the team total on this one. We've got Boise State team total of 31.5. These two teams met previously this season. Boise State put up 56. Yes, Maddox Mattson was playing at that point, but still, I think they can score 31 points. Give me Boise team total over 31.
Boise team total. That's just them.
Correct.
And what's the line here?
30 and a half. I'm taking the over. And the line is at Boise State minus 5.5.
Okay, if you had to bet, though.
I'd probably lay it with Boise.
You'd go ahead and lay it. But instead, you want team total 31?
31, yes, over 30. Well, 30 and a half, so I need them to score 31 points. Over. Boise, for those curious, they are averaging at home this year nearly 42 points per game.
Do you think that it's Memphis fans might want to watch either of these games, both of these games, to scout their next head coach, right? Possible. Do you take anything from that?
You mean the Kennesaw State game?
Yeah, particularly Kennesaw State.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, it's an extra narrative, but like, it's not going to matter. I mean, I guess you could make the argument, you could watch it, because not only are you potentially scouting your own
players.
There could be some players that are coming too.
That's Kennesaw State at Jacksonville State. Jeffrey's not wagering on that one. That game is at 6 p.m. All right, you done with tonight?
I am done with tonight.
All right, next.
Jeff, let's get to the boring portion of the card. BYU can't score. I'm laying 12.5 with Texas Tech.
You've been so emphatic about this one since the beginning. You just.
If you need additional information, if everyone out there would like a little bit more convincing, in games in which Baron Morton has started this season, the Texas Tech Red Raiders are 9-1 against the spread. The only game they did not cover was the Kent State game where they didn't cover 44.5 by a half of a point.
All right, so Texas Tech, do you believe you obviously believe they're dramatically better than BYU.
Yes.
How good do you think they are?
I think their defense is incredibly good. I think their offense.
Let me put it this way. If they're playing Georgia, they're playing Alabama, they're playing Oklahoma, they're playing A&M. Who else we got from the SEC? Who have I missed?
Ole Miss.
They're playing Ole Miss. Straight up, are you picking Texas Tech over any of those teams? On a neutral.
Probably taking them over Oklahoma. I think they can have the best unit in any one of these games. My problem is I don't love their offense. But I love their offense more than Oklahoma, so that's probably the one team.
So that's another deeply flawed team. But against Alabama, Georgia, or Ole Miss, you'll take the SEC.
I'm probably taking the SEC.
So you think they're fundamentally overrated, overranked, in terms of what they are?
I don't think they should be I don't think they should be a top four seed.
Okay, next.
Jeff, let us, if you also like some additional information, favorites in the Big 12 title game, 17-6 straight up, 14-9 against the spread. All right, Jeff, general principle play. We got the MAC championship game. We take the underdog. Give me Miami of Ohio plus two.
Miami of Ohio plus two over
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. What's the principle there?
The MAC underdog is MAC. The MAC championship underdog is like 75%.
Miami, Ohio, plus two over Western Michigan. Next,
Jeff. Let's go to the Big Body Bins in Atlanta, Georgia. The SEC championship game. The Georgia Bulldogs currently 2.5-point favorites over the Alabama Crimson Tide. I believe in the last six meetings, the Crimson Tide have won five outright. Trend's got to die. Give me the dogs. I'll lay the 2.5.
Okay, beyond the trend's got to die theory.
I think one team's ascending and the other team is descending.
Who is the better quarterback?
Gunnar Stockton's not my cup of tea. I don't like guys that can't make big throws, but there is something
Tyson
undeniable
about
it. Tyson
has not been as good as he was when he was...
No, but also...
He could be a top 10 NFL draft pick.
Like, the other thing you have to recognize with Simpson is Jeremy Bernard's been hurt. Ryan Williams has been, I don't know.
What's amazing is Ryan Williams is going to be back again next year.
Maybe.
Can he even? I don't think he can go.
He can't go to the draft. My question is, back at Alabama?
Somewhere else. He could go somewhere else. Yes. Georgia minus 2.5 over Alabama. Woof, woof, woof. Next.
Jeff, we've got one more opportunity to lose a bet on Duke, so why not? Give me the Blue Devils plus 4.
Duke plus 4 over UVA. Okay, here's the scenario, people. Virginia wins, no problem. The ACC champion goes to the playoff. Duke wins. They got 5 losses.
Yep. Including to UConn.
Including to UConn. Now, Manny Diaz has said that the ACC champion is going to go to the playoff.
Pound the table, Manny.
That's what he has said. Some have said that must mean he doesn't think his Blue Devils can beat Virginia. It's clear to you that if Duke wins, they are not going. There's no way they are going.
It's clear to a lot of other people. Because they believe that the signal was there.
Signal was when James Madison was ranked 25 this week.
But the problem is we don't know. Was Duke ranked 26?
Right.
Because JMU is going to get to play Troy. They're 23.5 point favorites, whereas Duke gets to play Virginia. If Duke is ranked 26th, but JMU is ranked 25th, well, a win over number 17 could elevate them.
I don't know why they would be ranked 26, though.
Now, I want to be very
There's
clear.
There's no reason to think they would be ranked 26.
I think this could also be, if indeed Duke wins, this could be God's way of keeping it fair. The ACC got 2 teams in last year. They don't deserve to get 2 teams in any year. Well, so this would be the average of 1.
The folks to blame here, it's the ACC for, and let's be clear, for the preposterous conference that it is.
Yes. And an 8-game
schedule.
Where
you don't have enough teams playing each other enough to actually have any clarity on this. And then, even if you were to have this preposterous conference, that you don't have a tie-breaking system that includes, as maybe after head-to-head or whatever, highest-ranked team.
Correct.
In which case, you would be going with Miami would have absolutely been in this championship game.
Well, I think there's also the possibility that the committee – if Duke wins, they can, and BYU loses, like I suspect, then you're going to have Notre Dame and Miami neck and neck. And are you really going to say they're going to ignore the head-to-head?
But that doesn't do anything for Duke, JMU.
They could slide them in to 10. But the problem is, then you run into that JMU.
You still need the
know.
Champion. You still need a champion.
Yeah.
Either of those are champions. So you can't.
It's a disaster
to take them both.
I want to be very clear. I'm fine if the ACC gets left out,
but I don't want to see James, man. With all due respect, I would like to see Miami and Oregon win this game.
Yeah, I do too.
Because otherwise, it just becomes even more of a joke.
Correct.
On the merits of the game. Duke has this weird thing where they lost all these non-conference games.
Well,
right?
And then on top of that, we saw this game about 3 weeks ago, and UVA just handled business.
Okay, next.
Game of the year.
Game of the year?
Game of the year.
Is it?
Game of the year.
Why?
Bet of the year.
Oh, bet of the year.
Where is it? Trying.
I mean, you 100%. This is whatever you're laying. You're laying whatever it takes to lay to pick Ohio State over Indiana. You are betting your daughter's college education fund on Ohio State over Indiana.
Jeff, because Ohio State will be receiving a bye in the college football playoff, that means we only have 4 more opportunities to bet them this year. The Buckeyes, 10-1 against the spread, and we only have to lay 4 points against not fraudulent Indiana, very good Indiana. But I don't believe that they got anything remotely close to what Ohio State's got. I'll lay the 4. I don't care.
Ohio State minus 4 over Indiana. I'm going to ask you the same thing about Indiana. If they played those SEC teams, who would you pick Indiana to beat straight up?
Maybe all of them.
Really? So you think they are very good?
Yeah.
And last year you were proclaiming them fraudulent all along.
Yes. This year, they're very good.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tulane plus 2.5 over North Texas. Boise. One team total. That's Boise's going to score more than 30.5 points is the wager. Texas Tech, moving on to tomorrow. Texas Tech minus 12.5 over BYU. Miami, Ohio, this is a principal play, plus 2 over Western Michigan. Georgia, minus 2.5 over Alabama. Duke, plus 4 over UVA. Why did you do that, given how UVA handled business? What was the...
Exactly. Why should you bet Duke this game?
Why?
Exactly.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
Ohio State, minus 4 over Indiana. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Again, massive, massive weekend of sports. We got the World Cup draw here, Jeffrey.
We got the preview show on right now.
The World Cup draw. Where is the U.S.? What group is the U.S. going to land?
What is the lottery ball machine going to spit out?
And so there's that, and then you got Grizzlies tonight at FedEx Forum, and then you got Tigers tomorrow at FedEx Forum. We got all kinds of college football. Memphis is going to name a football coach. Lots of exciting things going on. We do have some updates. Ryan is bringing Tim Kramsey with him. That's official now to be the OC.
Enjoy.
And Ron Roberts, who was the defensive coordinator at Florida.
Correct. He's been all around the SEC. He was originally Delta State's head coach.
He is going to be the defensive coordinator at Arkansas. So that has been reported, announced, whatever. We had the game last night, which we haven't commented on. Lions beat the Cowboys. I have to say, when I was watching that early on, I'm like, Goff was getting beat up.
Yep.
You know, Penei Sewell was beaten for a sack for fourth straight game, actually. And I'm like, damn, the Cowboys defense has really gotten salty since they've – and then they put up 44 on them. By the way, it is interesting. Remember how Dan Campbell was a fraud and whatever. He was going to – the fact that he was going to miss his coordinators. His coordinator's good, by the way, like very clearly. Like Ben Johnson's awesome. But they have still – they are the only team in the league to have scored 35 points five times or more this year. Obviously, the Amon-Ra St. Brown's return helped a lot.
Well, and they didn't even think he was going to play.
I know. He didn't think and for a guy who didn't look like he was going to play, he was awesome. It is funny, though. The Lions' chances to make the playoff only increased, and I never know how much stock to put in these percentages, from 43% to 56%.
It's still the schedule the rest of the way.
It's the schedule the rest of the way. Cowboys, let's be honest. If the Cowboys had this team from the start of the year, they'd be making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Heck, they might be pushing for the division.
But they don't have this team. They didn't have this team. And then the Lions, and I just hate this. Like, Brian Branch is done for the year.
Yeah, torn Achilles.
I mean,
and they're already, their secondary's already.
And then they went through this last year. And you're like, oh my God, like, really? And he's terrific, obviously. So
they tried to bring back Frank Ragnow, and then he couldn't pass the physical because he had a torn hand.
Like, I don't understand how, when you're just sitting on the couch.
Right, how did you not?
How you have Ragnow obviously had offensive line issues. He's going to come back. He's going to be the hero. He's going to be riding to the rescue at center. And you get off your couch, and you come back, and you've got a serious grade whatever hamstring tear.
Just brutal.
Wouldn't I know if I had a torn hamstring? We could all be walking around with torn hamstrings, unbeknownst to us.
That, like, I was sitting there going, like, how is that possible? Like, how do you not know that that's torn? Because it's not like, oh, it was a slight tear. It was torn badly enough that he failed the physical.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think,
Jason, if you're listening, turn it off. It feels like that Bears-Lions game in Chicago, week 18, that could settle. Like, that could be that last playoff spot.
The last playoff spot.
Yep, in the NFC.
Well, I mean, massive game for the Bears.
Obviously.
At Green Bay this weekend.
And then they got the Packers twice and the Niners. So they have at Green Bay, then they get to play the Browns.
The thing is, because the NFL is such a muddle, to me, what it does, it sets up, like, a lot of these games are interesting.
Oh, you know, totally.
Because everyone's involved, a lot of these games are interesting. Like, how about Colts-Jacksonville this week?
Absolutely, it's for first place.
How about Steelers-Ravens this week? How about, we mentioned Bears-Green Bay. How about Houston-KC?
I mean, that could be a massive game because wild card implications.
And if KC loses this one, they're done. Like, I just, like,
I think so.
If they lose this one, they're done. And then we've got the Eagles and the Chargers.
Done for this year.
Done for this year. All right. Massive weekend of sports. By the time we see you and talk to you again on Monday, there will be a Memphis football. We'll have a head coach. And so just relax, people. Just relax. And then we'll see how it goes. Then we'll see how it goes. And we'll hope for the best. What's coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Anthony Sain, Parthi Padiai will join their program today. To Michael Cole, be with me on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Blake Topmeyer going to join us during the first hour at 2:35. David Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back Monday. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you then. For now, work is done.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.